Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's going on, everybody? Woo-hoo! There will be no body parts waxed in this studio in the near future after what happened last night.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
In St. Louis.
What a celebration they have on a night that it... On a night that there was going to be quite a celebration for the Boston Bruins, they are the ones who get the last one to lead to a Game 7 that will be coming up on Wednesday night in Boston.
There were some newspaper editors who were celebrating a little too early. Yeah,
that
over
was
there.
Hilarious.
I don't know. I know. I mean,
who does that? A bunch of clowns over there.
Well, it's happened before, LB. I think the most famous one was the newspaper headline, which read Dewey defeats Truman or something like that during one of the presidential elections. Back when you had to go to the newspaper the next morning to figure out who your next president was.
Does it still work if they actually win Game 7?
I don't know. That's like a jinx. I mean, certainly I think the newspaper thing is a jinx. I think the fact that I promised to wax my body parts and I don't have to do it is an anti-jinx.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's a real positive. So, hey, it's a one-game series now, LB, right? Yeah. That's it. One game series.
60 minutes.
And that's it.
Lord Stanley's Cup. Yeah,
your Bruins are still alive. And it's Monday, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can call 617-764-9223, or you can text your comment to the text line, which is 97107. And here's a text. 978 text that says, Greg, don't forget about the Globe in 2017. And yes, I did forget about that momentarily, but the Globe had Tom Brady sitting on the field and it said a bitter end. And then the Patriots went on to defeat the the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right.
The Globe was, they came to the party a little too early when it came to their headline on the Super Bowl. So, it's not over, and it won't be over for at least a few days, and I'm sure that we'll do our best to have tickets to give away, and maybe we'll see if the Bruins can beat the hockey team from the best sports city in America.
Our hometown of St. Louis, the best sports city in America.
Right. Well, it's a dogfight.
It is a dogfight.
It's a dogfight. The Bruins are in a dogfight.
The Bruins are in a dogfight.
Let me give you the weather to start the week off here. The sun is out and the temperature is going to be 75 for a high today. Right now it is 58 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. A lot to cover today. Of course, we'll update you shortly on the condition of one of the most beloved sports icons in our city, David Ortiz. And Big Papi was shot in the Dominican Republic, and we will give you an update on that coming up in just a little bit. Just a horrible story,
and
I think it's one of those things that's going to keep developing based on what happened and how it happened, but just a horrible story. So Danielle will keep you updated on that. At 7:30 this morning, we will have a Monday's Mutt Dog in the studio. And this week, it is a pit mix named Emmy Lou.
Yes.
So Emmy Lou will be in the studio at 7:30. And hopefully one of you will be interested in giving Emmy Lou a forever home. And that is Monday's Mutt, which is Danielle's Heart of Gold segment. She does that every week. and she has found a home for 70 or 80 or some amazing number of dogs during this segment. So that'll happen at 7:30. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a Hillmail voicemail message and we will play your messages back coming up at 8. Speaking of Hillmail,
yes,
and voicemail messages left for media outlets, at some point during this morning's show, we have to play the voicemail message that was left for the local television news station in which a caller believes they have figured out why we are having many tornadoes in our country. And the theory that this caller has is, I mean, I never thought of it before. It's quite possible, I guess. So we will have to play that at some point on today's show. Now, countless texters are saying that Scott from Weymouth, Nostradamus, as he's being called, accurately predicted the score of 5-1 last night. Is that true?
I don't recall that, but there are so many people texting in about it. He must have.
Yeah, maybe he did.
That's terrifying. I should have put a bet on that.
Yeah, that is terrifying. Yeah, so I'm sure we'll hear from him at some point.
Now, are you limping today? Did I notice you were limping?
Yes.
What happened?
I was involved. Pothole? I was involved in a boating mishap.
I was going to say, I saw the boat IG story stuff.
I was on the boat, the brand new boat of our good friend and benefactor, Echo Store CEO John Dooley, when a rogue wave struck the boat, and then the boat gate, there's a little gate in the front.
Sure.
The boat gate. The rogue wave broke through the gate and smashed into my leg. I may not be able to run the Ocean Park 5K coming up in less than a month.
This is now your second gate involved incident.
Yes, you're correct. First was the puppy gate. Second is
the boat gate.
We're going to call this the boat gate incident. That is exactly what we're going to call it. And so, just like David Ortiz, the world is awaiting word on my condition after the after the boat gate incident. So, but I am walking with a little bit of limp, but I think that gives me street cred, does it not? I mean, if you're involved in a boating,
your knee, what are you, 50 cent?
I'm a
1%er door injury.
If you're involved in a boating accident, I believe if you're struck by a rogue wave, perfect storm style, I think that gives you some credit.
Not so much different than the puppy gate.
I guess
hit with a few waves, but I don't walk with a limp. Yeah. That's going to be your next rap lyric.
This is Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Go Bruins.
What's going on? What's up? What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, one comment. This game 7, Greg, this is the first time the Boston Bruins ever played a game 7 in Boston. It's going to be a huge game. Huge.
Yes, it is. It is the first.
Go spot.
It is the first game. The first game 7 in Boston in any sport since the Celtics played the Lakers in the 80s, I believe. Wow. So it'll be the first game 7 in a long time here.
Where are our seats on Wednesday?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that they'll be somewhere where I'm going to have to do one last vodka chug. Mm-hmm. Not because I necessarily want the Bruins to win, but because I don't want to go through the pain of waxing my back or my butt or whatever it was going to be. All right, it is 6:11 coming up. In just a few moments, what Darius Rucker said about the legendary actor that he has a beef with over the weekend means that he is my soulmate. We'll get to that news. We will also find out about today's Pervert Teacher Association member who was a local lacrosse coach, and Kim Jong-un has executed another one of his generals, and as usual, he got creative with the method of death. So we will get to that news and the rest of whatever is happening coming up next on today's Hillman Morning Show. What's the famous expression? I think it is the reports of my full body waxing have been a bit exaggerated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Exaggerated, premature.
Premature.
Premature. Listen, I mean, I got one. I know. Some of you who are listening to the first break this morning thought I was trying to worm my way out of the bet. I'm not. Uh-huh. I'm aware that if they do not win on Wednesday, that I'm going to have to get the body wax. I'm fully aware of what I said on this show. I don't worry. But
you were just a little excited about maybe escaping.
Listen, you know? I have new life. Indeed. I have new life after what happened last night.
If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show.
Oh. Uh-huh. All please, right. Tuukka.
I know, Tuukka, please.
Please.
Tuukka, please. Well, more on last night's win. Dramatic win. Without a question win for our Boston Bruins coming up during the sports in about 40 minutes or so. It is 6:23. A lot of questions from the texters, or actually not questions, a lot of disrespectful comments from the texters on my boating mishap this weekend. You want me to share those before we get to the important stuff?
Why not? I think that's important stuff.
So, you know, anyway, I was on the watercraft of one of our benefactors on this show, John Dooley, the CEO of Echo Store Technologies, and his business partner, Scott Trink. And we encountered a rogue wave. I was sitting at the front of the boat, and the door gate thingy sprung open due to the rogue wave, whacked me in the leg. I have a severe leg injury.
Oh, no.
I may not be able to make it through this whole entire show this morning. I'm going to have to leave early. But a texter says a rogue wave on a lake.
Yeah,
listen,
that's
what's going to happen. Don't underestimate Winnipesaukee. Mm-hmm. That's like, when you get out in the middle of that thing, it's like one of the Great Lakes. I mean, that is a giant
right.
lake up there.
What is that giant ferry thing that they party
the
on?
The Mount Washington?
Is that it?
Well, they don't party on that. I mean, the Mount Washington is the tour boat that goes around.
Oh, but to show all the big, amazing houses, right?
Well, there are definitely some beautiful houses there. Governor's Island is the place but there's a lot of great places up there in Winnipesaukee. But yes, sure. What?
Maybe it was a gear problem. And by gear, maybe you weren't wearing the right gear at the time.
Well, I had my Sperry's on. I mean,
this is not a glowing endorsement for Sperry's boat shoes.
What else would one wear on a boat?
Right.
Here's a text that says, "Did you slip on a smear of pate?" No, there was no pate on the boat.
You sure?
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "Greg, a pontoon boat is not a boat. It's a party barge." Well, whatever you call it.
Wait a minute. You were on a pontoon boat?
Yeah, pontoon boat. Yeah. It's a rogue wave on a pontoon boat.
It's a dock with a tent over it.
Here's a text that says, "Greg, at 7 p.m., did the front hatch give in?"
Oh,
yes. And I went downstairs and I said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." I don't have time right now to earmoth the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, but the boat did not go down. Here's a text that says, "Nothing worse than a bunch of hammered boating amateur bros trawling against the waves." Well, let's see. Here's a text, 978 text, that says, "Fun fact. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts almost took Winnipesaukee for drinking water prior to building the Quabbin Reservoir."
Really?
Oh, who did?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not know that.
The more you know.
Let's see. Here's a 603 text asking if the rogue wave was Zach Brown on the jet ski. No, it wasn't, but great. Two great shows. Two incredible Zach Brown shows. Amazing covers. I think I Instagrammed the Simon and Garfunkel cover. They did the boxer shoe, which I think is one of my all-time great
That's a good
favorite
tune.
Simon and Garfunkel songs. And then they did Saturday night, they did a cover of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by the band.
I bet they nailed that.
They did. They really put on an amazing show. I know Danielle makes fun of me, but I've been there since the beginning with Zach Brown.
I've only been there for like the last two years.
Uh-huh. ZBB.
Yeah, you get his debut EP.
You got the tattoo?
Yes, I have a tattoo.
ZBB?
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, I was up at Winnipesaukee on Saturday and the surface was like glass. Rogue wave my A. No.
It was a rogue wave.
It was just like the perfect storm. Almost exactly the same thing.
What are you, Mark Wahlberg?
Here's Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
What's going on? What's up, Chad? What's up?
Hey, I just want to clear things up, Greg. You were on a lake, right? Not in the ocean.
Yeah, lake.
I wonder, how big was that wave?
That was like a good 1 foot, 1.5 foot wave. I mean, it was pretty...
I've been to Winnipesaukee. Those waves aren't that big to knock in a door on
But there's a little gate thing at the end of the boat. I was sitting right next to it, and the plastic molding thing that holds it in broke off because of the rogue wave. So I mean, you can laugh if you want, but
like a made up story there, Greg.
No, it's not a made. Why would I make up a story about why I'm limping? I mean, it was like a near death experience. It was one of those things where afterwards I started to put everything in perspective. Started to think about my whole life and
getting
put it
things
all
in order now.
I wanted to put everything in perspective afterwards.
You're sitting down with Lawrence Army Jr. this week to retool some of the paperwork and the documents.
Yeah.
Putting the DNR in place.
Uh-huh. Today's weather brought to you by Comcast, and it is going to be partly sunny. And the temperature is going to be 75 for a high. Right now, it is 58 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. These text messages are so disrespectful, but I'm going to go ahead and read them anyway. Here's a text that says, the front of the boat was probably underwater because you were sitting up there.
It's a pontoon.
Here's a text from a woman, a 508 texter, and she said, Greg is the perfect example of why men cannot have babies. Well, listen, it's painful.
Yes.
I mean, every time I move my leg, maybe I'll take my pants off and show you the cut. Do you want to see the cut, Danielle? You want me to keep my pants on?
Well, morbid curiosity. Maybe I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I bet you Zdeno Chara could have a baby during an intermission
and come back out on the ice.
Yeah, between the second and third.
Agreed.
I got to tell you something. We'll talk about it during the sports, but how about the stick? How about the errant stick at his, or I shouldn't say errant. How about the stick thrown at Chara's face last night by those, they're dirty. Those St. Louis Blues are dirty, LB. Dirty.
Yeah, people that play hockey at that level are all dirty.
I'm just telling you, I talk about it all the time. I'm just telling you, they have been cheap shot central, and you got a guy out there with a broken jaw, and you're going after him with a stick to the face,
which is stupid because he's got a bubble on. You're not going to hurt him.
Yeah, I mean just a dirty play. Hello, hey, and no call by the way. Another no call. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
Boy, Greg, can you imagine that? If it was you on the ice and they went after somebody with a sore leg after you get hit by a rogue wave.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Why don't you tell the truth? You really twisted your ankle reaching for a piece of cauliflower and going into the dip?
All right, Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business Beyond Fast. Call 1-800-501-6000. And take your business beyond. Let's see. Here's a text that says, is the leg injury an excuse not to run the Ocean Park 5K? Yes. Mm-hmm. The Ocean Park 5K is now in jeopardy, unfortunately. This is Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Listen, I just wanted to call in. I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yes.
I was on Lake Winnipesaukee a few years ago on a pontoon boat, and we hit a couple of rogue waves, and we almost flipped our pontoon boat, and that little gate at the end totally broke.
Yeah. So you've been there.
There you go.
Yeah.
How much did he pay you for this?
We were on the section of the lake called the Broads.
Yeah.
And the waves were unbelievable. It scared the crap out of us. We all put our life jackets on. And
yeah.
I totally agree with you. I've been there, my friend.
That's exactly where we were, and I tried to put my life jacket on, but it didn't fit.
Oh.
But I mean, it's my second, as Danielle pointed out, my second gate-related injury.
Mm-hmm.
The first, of course, being the puppy gate and the broken ankle and leg. So, I'm glad to be here with you. Quite frankly, I'm glad to be alive. It is 6:32, and Danielle, you were telling me after what he said over the weekend that Darius Rucker, Hootie, and I,
yep,
should be soulmates.
Yes. This all has to do with what he said about Tom Hanks.
Oh, boy.
Tom Hank. American treasure.
America's treasure, Tom Hank. What did Darius Rucker say about Tom Hank?
Well, he did an interview with the New York Times for a profile on him, and he said it really hit home when he watched the CNN docuseries The 90s and didn't see any mention of Cracked Rear View, which was Hootie and the Blowfish.
What hit home?
When he read it and they... So he was watching the docuseries.
Yeah.
And he said when they didn't see a mention of Cracked Rear View, his album from Hootie and the Blowfish back in the 90s, it really pissed him off.
Oh.
And one of the producers of that CNN series was, in fact, Tom Hanks. So Darius Rucker told the New York Times, how the F can you do a show about 90s music and not mention that album? F Tom Hanks.
Oh, all right. Oh, so, yeah, goodness. Darius Rucker and I, the only people in America who don't like Tom Hanks. We have that in common. Well, I mean, how do you mention the 90s and 90s music without mentioning Hootie and the Blowfish?
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge album.
They sold a couple of those.
It's 5 million of them, probably. Hootie had some big hits.
They were awesome, man.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
You ever see them?
It was awesome. They were awesome.
I didn't see them.
I was never really crazy about their music until I saw them.
Really?
And they're super tight. Great musicians, put on a good show.
Is that a bro show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great
bro show. Yeah.
They're actually playing up at the place where I saw Zach Brown this weekend, up on the lake.
Oh. Really?
In August. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie.
So I agree with Hootie. F Tom Hank.
Yeah. F that guy.
F him.
Nonsense.
F Tom Hank. I mean, that album's, a texter says that album sold 16 million copies. And why Tom Hanks didn't include it in the I Love the 90s series that he produced is beyond me. All right. We should get to the news. It is 6:36, and we are going to discuss the current condition of, speaking of treasures, of a sports treasure of this city, David Ortiz. So... the news this first hour is brought to you by...
Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. Brought to you also by the 99. Summertime equals lobster time, and the 99 restaurants has three colossal lobster rolls to choose from. Get the hot buttered, the original, or the new BLT. All packed with 100% North Atlantic lobster, the 99, always the real deal. All right, so let's get to this rundown about what happened with Big Papi and the Dominican, because it's, did you see the video, the surveillance video?
Yes.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
So he's at this nightclub.
David Ortiz,
Big Papi, and he's sitting at a table next to the street. He was in Santo Domingo, and this guy gets off a motorcycle and walks up behind him and shoots him at nearly point-blank range in the back. It was a through-and-through injury, so the bullet went in his back and out the front. Amazingly, missed his major organs, so that's a huge thing. His father, Leo, told news outlets that he did have surgery. He is stable now, and he's resting comfortably. They do expect he's going to make a full recovery. David reportedly told the ER doctor, "Please don't let me die. I'm a good man."
He is a good man.
He is a good man.
David Ortiz, he's a good man. Now, I'm assuming...
maybe I shouldn't, but I'm assuming that he was targeted. I mean, it appears when you look at the video that he was targeted by this guy. And I don't know if that's a thing where, you know, you're David Ortiz and you go back to the Dominican Republic and people are jealous of, you know,
right.
jealous yeah. of your money or jealous of your fame or
guy does wear a lot of jewelry. Out.
Expensive
stuff.
So just the horrible situation with David Ortiz and the individual was, according to some reports, he was beaten by the bystanders who were there at the club.
Is they beat the bag out of him.
Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for them too.
Yeah. So the police are waiting for him to get medical treatment before they question him. Two other people were hurt. Sounds like they're going to be okay as well. And we don't know yet if that gunman was acting alone or whether there were accomplices. So as you said earlier, Greg, definitely a developing situation. I'm sure we'll hear more as the day goes on.
But he is okay. He had an operation.
Had surgery.
Okay,
he's stable
surgery,
now.
And he is stable. So David Ortiz shot in a club in the Dominican Republic and appears like he is going to be okay, which is great because, of course, he is a treasure of our effing city.
This jersey that we wear today, it doesn't say Red Sox. It say Boston. We want to thank you, Mayor Menino, Governor Patrick, the whole police department, for the great job that they did this past week. This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong. Thank you.
This is one of the reasons why I don't visit too many third world countries. I mean, it could be very dangerous over there. I like to vacation in Florida. Or but then again, I mean, Lake Winnipesaukee, look how dangerous it is up there.
Yeah, you almost went down. What if it would have been your head? Fall overboard, bingo.
Yeah, right. What if I was down on the, what do they call it, the deck? What if I was on the deck of the boat trying to pick up like a Dorito or something that had fallen and the
celery
and
stick and the coming out of your Bloody Mary.
You know, some nacho chip sauce fell on your shirt and you're looking down, you're trying to lick it off, and then boom, the wave hits and over you go.
Oh, I dropped my quinoa chip.
What if I had accidentally dropped some French onion dip on my Sperry topsiders?
Oh, no.
And I was examining them and then boom. All right, well, savage thing. I mean, you're at a club and a guy pulls up on a motorcycle and shoots you point blank. Wow.
Nuts.
All right, it is 6:41 and there's more news to come on the Monday Hillman Morning Show. Coming up after LB's award-winning sports, I am going to give away a pair of passes for the Miss Bikini pageant, which is happening at the Grand Estate of Ernie Bach Jr. at the end of this month, which is approaching rapidly. I mean, it's already June 10th. And by the way, it is National Egg Roll Day. So
bring it.
All right.
Great.
I'm ready for it.
Great. Now I'm going to have egg rolls for lunch. But coming up on June 21st, which is just 11 days away, it is the annual Miss Bikini pageant, so we will crown Miss Bikini at some point during the show on October 21st, and you can be there. I'm going to give away tickets or passes in just a little bit.
I feel like maybe once or twice we should explain the concept of the word bikini, because invariably every year someone will text in and complain about how you're pronouncing bikini, not realizing it's
bikini. Yes. This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's going on?
What's up, bro?
Not too much. Rainy Florida today. I am soaked already, and it's not even 7 o'clock.
Well, for once, we have better weather than you do. It's beautiful here.
Yeah, we're way overdue for rain, so I'm not going to complain. I mean, I run a golf course, so we've needed the rain.
You need the rain.
But I wanted to call in about the Dominican thing with David Ortiz. Hopefully, speedy recovery for our man, Big Pompey. But I was just in the Dominican last month.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a very sketchy country. I mean, I enjoyed myself, but there were things that I saw where I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to come back to this place. It's kind of off resort. If you're off resort, you know, you got to go from the airport to the resort.
Well, you never, you never go off the resort. I mean, that's one of those rules when you're in one of those countries where you don't go off the resort.
Anything you want to do, if you want to go snorkeling or if you want to, you know, do parasailing, you have to leave the resort to do it.
Yeah.
We just did the snorkeling thing, and just the ride from the resort to where we went onto the boat to go snorkeling, which was maybe 4 miles.
Yeah.
It was kind of sketchy. We were like, you know, like seeing people just walking down the streets like with guns in their hand, and it was kind of freaky. But
yeah,
you know, well, that's why I like going to third world countries like Nipawin, Saskatchewan. You know.
Well, the good news is that it appears that David Ortiz is going to be okay. If you're just joining us, David Ortiz, Big Poppy, was shot at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. Guy pulled up on a motorcycle, shot him point blank. I mean, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
And luckily, the bullet went through, missed major organs.
Yep.
And David Ortiz is, by all reports, he had surgery and is going to be okay. The gunman was beaten soundly by those that were in the nightclub with David Ortiz.
Yeah.
And so we will keep you up to date on that, but that is big news today. Here's a text saying, I've never had them, but 774 text, which says the Cheesecake Factory has avocado egg rolls that are delicious.
Pass. Hmm. You can have mine.
Sounds like something that Bestie would like.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to call it right now because I called it 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Bestie will be the banner flag captain at Wednesday night's Game 7 at the Boston Garden. I was told well in advance by a mole over there that if the Bruins were going to clinch it, had a chance to clinch it at home, then Bestie would be the banner flag captain. So,
Hill man,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, pal. We'll see you on Wednesday night. What a game last night. We're going to get the sports from LB coming up in just a moment. Speaking of food, tomorrow, our next blind food taste test challenge in the studio. We will determine for once and for all where one can find the very best house salad dressing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. At some point this morning, I'm going to have to get an update from Donut Lassie on not only on this, but how Donut Lassie's first ever show on the radio station went Saturday morning.
Hmm.
Did you get to tune in?
I listened a little bit.
You did? You heard Stanley Stiz Grimey do his first show? How was it?
He was pretty funny. It's just because I know him and I knew he was in here sweating.
You knew he was nervous?
Yeah, and I knew he was probably getting a ton of texts from people that weren't kind.
Obscure reference, when Albert Brooks gets his first chance to anchor the network news on broadcast news, the movie broadcast news, and he's sweating bullets.
He's soaked.
They're bringing the hair dryer out during commercial breaks to try to dry his shirt out.
That's how I imagined it.
He bumps into the back of the set where they have like the big globe, and that thing is still shaking when he goes on the air. Yeah. Let's see. Here's a text that says the Davio's steak and cheese egg rolls are the goat. Yeah.
You can't beat those.
Well, it's national egg roll day, so we can certainly have a discussion about egg rolls. Here's somebody who really enjoys the shrimp pork spring rolls. What is the difference between a spring roll and an egg roll?
I believe it's the width and the wrapper. An egg roll wrapper is typically a little bit thicker than a spring roll wrapper would be. And more deep fried. Spring roll, you typically have the smooth outside, whereas the egg roll gets bumpy and crispy with the little bubbles that pop.
Does it ever last long enough to tell?
Right. Good point.
It's usually one of those things you pick it up and immediately you're like, hot, 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 hot. But you keep eating it.
Here's a text that says, I listened to Stiz Grimey's show And the best part was that he hung up on Scott from Weymouth right away.
Did he really?
So, all right,
first
good.
Thing.
So first thing, he hung up on Scott from Weymouth.
Awesome.
Listen, Scott from Weymouth is going to be unbearable this morning because he actually called the score of last night's Bruins game. Called it on the show, said 5-1, and it was 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
So,
has he called in yet at
no,
all?
Have
you left
not.
Him on hold?
No,
really?
No.
He's sleeping in this morning?
No, I don't have him on hold.
Maybe prepping he's at work.
And maybe he...
No.
Do we have enough judges for tomorrow? By the way, texters are wondering if they do. We still need a salad dressing judge.
We might need, I think, like two more. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to call right now, you can 617-764-9223. If you think you know house salad dressing, like I know house salad dressing, then you can come in here tomorrow. Last week, I made, apparently it was a mistake, I ended up Instagramming a photo of the salad at Ken's Steakhouse, and Stiz Grimey immediately attacked me, and being that he is the donut lassie, he said that he thought the Newbridge dressing was way better, and so that led to an immediate need for a blind food taste test challenge. So if you want to be a judge, then you can call right now, you can come in here tomorrow. You're going to dip some bread into all of the various house salad dressings, and we will determine for once and for all where the very best house salad dressing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is to be found. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
Danielle, correction.
Yes.
What's going on?
A fresh spring roll is not cooked.
Not that's a fresh roll. That's different. They didn't say a fresh spring roll. They said a spring roll. Spring rolls are fried. Fresh rolls are the ones with the rice paper.
Depending on which culture you're in.
Sure, but they didn't say fresh spring roll. I know that, but we're...
Another caller that's got to be right.
We're talking about the cooked ones, so that's what Greg was asking, because we were talking about the steak and cheese egg rolls at Cheesecake Factory, which are really technically more of a spring roll style.
Shu, I believe this individual has come up on the show before. The egg roll lady.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
In your
phenomenal.
Neck of the woods.
Out in Worcester.
In Worcester?
Yep.
What is her deal?
West Boylston Street. That's all she does.
Okay.
Not just egg rolls. It's basically like a fry place. So all the great poopoo
sounds
platter
good.
Stuff.
Okay.
That's
the,
awesome.
The chicken fingers, the shrimp, all that stuff. She does it all and makes a really amazing fish and chips.
Here's a text that says the Chateau House Italian is the goat of all goats. Excuse me. And I believe the Chateau is coming in, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Here's a text asking if we decided on a bread for tomorrow's blind food taste test challenge, and I believe we did.
We're going to go with the Italian loaf, right?
Yeah, Italian loaf.
Okay.
So that will be what is
How dipped. Many loaves should I bring in, Greg?
Oh, probably 12.
One or two?
Baker's dozen.
Yeah,
18. As I cut a 4-inch slice off.
Right.
I mean, if there's any dress, I don't want the dressing that's left to go to waste.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
No, that's nice.
Here's a text that says, do you have to like salad to be a judge in tomorrow's contest asking for a friend? No, that's the whole point.
Oh.
We're not, there's no salad involved whatsoever in the blind food taste test of the salad dressings. It's just bread and dressing. That's it. This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
What's up, Mark?
I was calling in on the salad dressing judge.
Oh, you want to come in?
Yeah, why not? Can I bring my own salad dressing? I have a little restaurant. I'll tell you the name tomorrow. And they make their own salad dressing, and it can sit on the shelf for weeks, and it'll never...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.